As I saw him on the stage, I was amazed at what he was doing with his feet. Before Jose Antonio was born, his mother was prescribed a drug to alleviate the morning sickness she was experiencing. Unfortunately, it was later discovered that the drug, thalidomide, caused Jose Antonio to be born into this world without two arms. However, he did not let that obstacle prevent him from becoming a prominent guitarist. He would go on to record 7 full albums and would even play in front of St. John Paul II. Fast forward 30 years from that moment to the bishop's dinner in Calgary, Jose Antonio, better known as Tony Melendez, is doing bar chords on the guitar with his feet. He's plucking the guitar with a pick in between his toes as he's talking to people. I'm just happy if I can pick up my socks with my toes. But as he's playing, he's about to sing his first song. These are the first words that come out of his mouth. I'm so grateful. Wow. Gratitude. What could seem like a burden to so many was an occasion for Tony to sing at the top of his lungs, I'm so grateful. Indeed, those gifts which may seem insignificant at first are revealed in their true splendor through gratitude. And gratitude prompts us to respond with a generous heart. And with this insight in mind, it gives us a way to ponder the mystery of the gospel that we're thinking about today. Why did the poor widow give everything she had? Jesus is sitting opposite the treasury, and he sees the rich people putting in their large sums. Now, the treasury was a bunch of boxes placed at the entrance of the temple, and there were actually several options you could give to you. You could give to the sacrifice, you could give to the incense, or just to the general almsgiving fund. What's interesting about these boxes is that each of these boxes had a trumpet-like tube or funnel in which you could drop your coins, and it was made of metal. So when the rich were putting in their coins, you could hear all the noise, whereas with the widow, her few coins could barely be heard. And so Jesus is sitting opposite the treasury, and he could hear how much people were giving. Yet Jesus says, this widow, who may be alone, who has no family, who's living in poverty, because back then, once the husband passed away, the widow didn't have anyone else generally to survive on unless she had children. But he says, Jesus says this, this poor widow has put more than all those who are contributing to the treasury. How does that make sense? What Jesus does is by giving us an insight into the heart of the widow, he is also giving us an insight into what a true gift to God is. It's not necessarily measured by the amount given, but with the love with which it is given, the sacrifice with which it is given. One time after I'd eaten at a Chinese restaurant with my friend, we had ordered too much ginger beef, and I had the honor and privilege of taking it home because I love ginger beef. As I was driving down Memorial by 10th Street, sometimes you see kind of beggars on the road kind of asking for what they could get. And in my mind, I'm like, oh, gee, I wish I had something to give them. Oh, I have this delicious ginger beef. See, if it was leftovers of boiled vegetables or a ham sandwich, yeah, I could give that. That's easy. That's easy to give. But to give something we actually like, and we actually have to sacrifice, this is the type of gift Jesus desires. For all of them have contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had. True generosity is measured by the richness of love in the heart and not just the quantity of money in the wallet. Indeed, the widow was generous, and her generosity and motivation came from a heart full of gratitude. She saw that everything was a gift. Everything came as a gift from God. And so she responded in this way, I'm so grateful. even in my littleness. And in response to his generous love, I want to be generous, even with my last two coins, even in my poverty. This poor widow had the same insight that King David had. King David, who had personally given 3,000 talents of gold, 10,000 talents of silver from his own personal treasury, yet he understood the truth of reality in this way, and he composed this prayer. Riches and honor come from you. You rule over all. Now we thank you, our God, and praise your glorious name. But who am I? And what is this people? What is my people that we should be able thus to offer willingly? For all things come from you, and of your own have we given you. For all things come from you, and of your own have we given you. My brothers and sisters, St. Peter's is a place of generosity. With your support, we have begun to build this building and made this church into an even more beautiful dwelling place fit for our Lord and King. With your support, 600 children over the past 2 years have experienced the abundant mercy of God. Hundreds of people are able to share in fellowship in the hall, and dozens upon dozens of people are being inspired in their faith through studies. And retired residents are being taken care of, and many families in need are able to experience a joy-filled Christmas. Yet, we still need your support. It seems like we've been renovating the church for ages, but we have essentially completed mostly everything except for the parking lot. We experienced some delays that were beyond our control, and due to the weather, we're looking forward to having it finished in the spring. We've begun making mortgage payments on our loan for the past several months, and so we do need your continued support. Our current debt for the renovations is approximately $5.9 million, and after the parking lot is finished, it will probably put us over the $6 million mark. And I know that sounds really scary. You're like, wow, that's a lot of money. The amortization period for our mortgage is about 30 years, and the monthly payments are approximately $26,000 just for the mortgage. We also need to keep this building running in our current operations. So to give you an idea, we need about approximately $20,000 for our normal operations per week and about $6,100 a week for the mortgage. And so that comes out to $1 million annually and about $300,000 annually. However, the good news is that if everyone gave, there's approximately about 1,200 families in St. Peter's Parish and a little bit more. If everyone gave $21.75 weekly, we would finish off paying everything. But it would take 30 years to pay the mortgage with a lot more interest tacked on as well. However, imagine what we could do together as a family. If each of those 1,200 families could give an average of $40 a week, and so obviously we're speaking of averages, so some people are able to give more, some people are able to give less, right, due to their unique financial situations. Not only would we be able to continue our normal operations, we would be able to pay off this debt in about 5 years. We can do something beautiful collectively, what seems impossible to do individually. So just to give you some ideas, there was a practice in the Old Testament for the Jewish people to offer what was called the first fruits. During the first harvest, God would ask the Jewish people to give one-tenth of their harvest at the beginning of the harvest. This was a real act of faith back then because they did not just give God what was left over. They gave to God first and then considered their other needs. This was an act of faith because they trusted that God would provide and that the providence of God would look after them, just like the widow or the lady in our first reading today. She gave first to the prophet Elijah, and she was looked after. So something we could do analogously in our daily life, because not many of us are farmers, is that we could say at the beginning of our week, Lord, I offer you the first fruits of my week, the first hour, the first 2 hours of my labor. Or we could give proportionately. Lord, everything I have received is from you. What proportion can I give back to you? When she entered the house, Mother Teresa could see the look of hunger on their eyes. Mother Teresa had been called by a gentleman to help a Hindu family of eight who hadn't eaten for days and weeks. And when she arrived, she gave them some rice to feed their family. But to her amazement, when she gave that rice to that woman, she took half of it and she ran out of the building. When the mother came back, Mother Teresa asked her, "Where did you go?" And the mother said, "That Muslim family over there is hungry also." Mother Teresa saw that despite the hunger of this mother's own family, this woman knew the hunger of others. She knew what they were experiencing, and she gave with great sacrifice. My brothers and sisters at St. Peter's, join me in giving generously to our Lord like that family, like that poor widow. I would encourage you to prayerfully consider the gifts he has given to each and every one of us, but in the light of gratitude and how he wants us to respond. Yes, we all have unique financial situations and family situations, and our Lord totally understands that. But let's not give him a ham sandwich. Let's not give him just out of our abundance. Let's give him the best dish. Let's give him attention. Let's give him intentionally, sacrificially. And when I say us, I mean me too, because I am part of this parish, and I too will have to give an account for the gifts he has given me. Join me in giving thanks to God, for this is why we come to the Eucharist every single week. Eucharist comes from the Greek word eucharistein, which means thanksgiving. And we give thanks every week for the gift of life, especially today on Remembrance Day, for those who sacrificed their lives for us, for the gift of family and friends, but most importantly, we give thanks to the Father. The Father who did not withhold his only begotten Son, but gave him up for us all. The Father who so loved the world that he gave his beloved Son so that we might have eternal life. The Father who gave a Son who nourishes us with his body and blood each week. And he says, "This is my body. This is my blood given up for you." What shall we give him in return? For all things come from you, and of your own we have given you.